Good morning and welcome back again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Holy God, We Praise Your Name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Old Testament lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 6 through 8, as follows. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. I have told you from of old and declared it, and you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The words of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Therefore, send us your Holy Spirit as we today accept and believe in the first commandment of our Lord, that we should have no other gods before me. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today on the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Old Testament lesson appointed for this Sunday, Isaiah chapter 44, with special attention to the second part of verse 6 as follows. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, do you believe that there is no other God, other rock, other than the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts? And why? Because there are many today who believe in other gods, other than the true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there are especially many today who believe in graven images as they follow and adopt fame, prestige, money, and success as their only God. And yet the Lord says, is there a God besides me? There is no rock I know, not any. Yes, the Lord God wanted to make sure that the people of Israel knew and believed that he was the only true God. The words of the prophet Isaiah in our text for today, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no other God. The prophet Isaiah emphasizes this truth in chapter 43, verse 10. Before me, no other God was formed, nor will there be one after me. The Lord God even challenges anyone through the prophet Isaiah by asking two very important questions. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Is there a God besides me? And God answers his own question, saying, there is no rock. I know not any. Yes, there isn't any other God like the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. As a matter of fact, the first commandment of our Lord in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 3, is very clear. When the Lord God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, saying, you shall have no other gods before me. In other words, God forbids us to have any other gods instead of him or beside him. This is what the prophet Isaiah also writes about God. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And for those who worship graven images or other gods, they do not only disobey God, but they also fall into the sin of idolatry. And the best example we have of idolatry in the Bible is recorded in the book of Exodus, chapter 32. When the people of Israel became impatient with Moses as he was up on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments from the Lord God, they just couldn't wait. Even though Moses delivered them from the bondage and slavery in Egypt, but it really didn't matter. As they continued to pressure his brother Aaron, saying, come, make us gods that will go before us. And how did Aaron respond? Aaron was afraid of them. He was so afraid that he finally gave in to their demands and they built for themselves a golden calf. So when God saw what had happened, he told Moses, "Go down, because your people whom you brought out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf." Yes, God was very angry with them and even blamed Moses for it, saying, "Your people whom you have brought out of Egypt have become corrupt, and they have made themselves an idol cast." So Moses obeyed God and went down the mountain, and when he got to the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing, and he also got very angry with them as he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And as a result of their disobedience, God punished the people of Israel severely with a plague. That is also true today. For anyone who fears, loves, and trusts in any other god, or even for that matter, in any other thing or things besides the God of the Bible. The explanation given by Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism concerning the first commandment of our Lord: we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. First of all, Luther says that we should fear God. In other words, not to be afraid of him, but to be in awe in his presence and show him our honor and respect to him. The psalmist says in chapter 33, verse 8, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe before him." Secondly, Luther also says that we should love God. In other words, to hold God in great love and esteem. This is especially important and significant when we consider how much God the Father has loved us through his only Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16, says it all, doesn't it? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Jesus says in the first table of the law, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind." And finally, Luther says that we should also trust in God above all things. The psalmist writes in chapter 118, verse 8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." King Solomon also writes in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Yes, the first commandment of our Lord is very clear about it, that we should fear, love, and trust in God. We are to put God first in everything, above all things, and above any other gods or graven images. We have several examples of putting God first and above all things in the Old Testament. First, the three men in the fiery furnace who feared and trusted in God and not in the king, even if it meant dying for showing their honor and respect to the Lord. Then Abraham, who loved God more than his own son Isaac, even if it meant sacrificing him to the Lord. And finally, Daniel, who trusted in God to help him when he was thrown into the lion's den, even if it also meant dying for trusting in the Lord. And that's precisely what we are also encouraged to do ourselves, as we also fear, love, and trust in God above all things. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was tempted by the devil out in the wilderness of the desert, he told him, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." This is what King David wrote in the book of Psalms. After God delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies, and especially from the hand of Saul, in chapter 18, verse 2, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge." Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Do we believe that there is no other God, other rock, other than the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts? I hope so. I hope and pray that we believe that there is only one true God. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And why? Because sometimes, just like the people of Israel, we are also tempted to sin against God for the many times we have worshipped graven images ourselves. Fame, prestige, money, and success. And even as we also relied on our own accomplishments in life. And yet God forgives us again as we receive his unconditional love and compassion through Jesus Christ, as we fear, love, and trust in God above all things. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit. As we fear, love, and trust in God above all things, and acknowledge him to be the only rock of our salvation. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, and purity. Yes, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The words of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, "I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we are asked to close the doors of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church, due to the recent spike of the COVID-19 pandemic. Father, send your Holy Spirit to give us patience, understanding, and especially your love, to cope and accept the closing of our doors as we are prevented to gather in your house of prayer, to sing and pray, to hear your holy word, and especially to partake of the true body and true blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Sacrament. Father, we also ask and pray that you will continue to protect us, our families, our friends, our neighbors, and the members of our church from getting sick and infected with this deadly virus. Father, we also pray that you will help those who have lost their jobs, those who have been laid off or furloughed, to get back to work again, so that everyone is able to pay for their mortgage or rent, meet all their financial obligations, and put food on the table for their families. Finally, but not least, Father, we also pray again for everyone's safety and well-being, especially for those in law enforcement, that you will continue to protect them as they protect us in our homes, our churches, and businesses from any harm or danger from the never-ending protests, violence, and riots inflicted by the mobs. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your love and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Glory be to God the Father. Amen.